We'll be back with Heidi Murphy on 3SH shortly, but right now we're speaking with the CEO of the Balranald Shire Council, Terry Dodds. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, Sam.
Now, Terry, what's going on in the Balranald Shire at the moment?
Well, we've just had a really busy weekend with the Murrumbidgee fishing comp that was on. I spoke to Connie yesterday and she said that there was about 350 boats involved, so amazing. It's having 350 boats here and all the people that go with it. Balranald and surrounds was absolutely buzzing. It was fantastic.
Fantastic. And what else is happening down there?
Well, I want to talk to the listeners about the New South Wales Legislative Council has currently got an inquiry into the impact of the renewable energy zones on rural and regional communities, and I'm chair of the Riverina and Murray Joint Organisation Subcommittee on Energy, and I've been up to my ears involved in this. And I just wanted to mention that councils are struggling a little bit. Lots of things are going on. There's going to be an impact on our transportation systems. There's going to be impact on water, on waste. Some of these projects, one in particular in Murrumbidgee Council, just to get the turbines in, is over 6,600 loads, and that doesn't include the raw materials such as reinforcement, concrete, water, cement, sand, aggregate, accommodation. And the other thing that it doesn't include is the fact that when, you know, the 30,000 semi-trailers are going backwards and forwards in Murrumbidgee Shire, that the light vehicles are going to cause those vehicles to move off the largely narrow roads onto the shoulders. Basically what's happened, Sam, is that the government's had an idea about the renewable energy. The federal government went to the election on it. State governments have done the same. It's been their policies for some time. There wasn't a lot of thought put into the state significant development applications in relation to regional and local impacts. Four of the large renewable energy zones have been approved, largely in the east. And now Transport for New South Wales and local governments, and there's seven local government areas in the Riverina and Murray that are going to have pretty significant side effects with all this construction. We're now left trying to scramble to clean up the pieces. I've written quite a few submissions about this in my former role as CEO of Murray River Council. But now, because a lot of the parts for the turbines look like coming from the west through Robin Vale across the bridge into Balranald Shire, there's even a wind farm going to be taking parts through Euston to boundary between Wentworth and Balranald Shire, that a lot of the corners, a lot of the roundabouts and a lot of the intersections can't take the long loads, and none of the roads can take the heavy loads. We're really behind the eight ball with this, pushing pretty hard with this. My submission was quite strong to the inquiry. Basically, I'm just hoping that the government listens, Sam.
Well, let's hope so, Terry. Thank you for your time this morning. That was Balranald Shire CEO Terry Dodds.